We leave you today with a fresh new release of an old recording, 1985 to be exact, from West Africa. But honestly, when I first heard it in Togo back in the mid-1980s, I thought it was an even older recording from Nashville. The re-release label known as Awesome Tapes from Africa is putting out this CD. It's called Our Garden Needs Its Flowers, something of a one-hit regional wonder from a duo from Ivory Coast, Jess Sabi and Peter One. As you're about to hear, Jess Sabi and Peter One now both live in the United States. Peter One lives in Nashville and joined us from local station WPLN. He took me back to 1985. That's when Peter One was living in Abidjan, the biggest city in Ivory Coast. And he and Jess Sabi released this album.
We wrote the song in Abidjan. At that time, I was a student at a university, and Jess Sabi was a cartoonist. And we had the opportunity to record it in a studio called JBZ. That was the best studio at that time in Abidjan.
And why the country western folk sound? This is totally not what we think of when we think of West African music. What did you listen to growing up in Ivory Coast?
All kind of music. I would say traditional African, modern African, American folk or English folk and country music, yes, caught my ears very, very early.
Do you remember kind of specific artists you listened to that you feel influenced you?
I would say Paul Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm.
The very first time I was attracted to that music is when I heard the song "The Boxer."
Great
I'm
song.
Just a
Great
poor
song.
Boy, to my sorry saddam told I've counted my resistance. Yeah, I did like this song.
So heavy very influence rich. From Paul Simon, from Art Garfunkel. I mean, the re-release of your recording with Jess Sabi is really special to me because I was working in West Africa in the 80s, and I remember hearing Our Garden Needs Its Flowers everywhere. It was especially popular in the bush taxis with the drivers. I had it in my collection, and then the cassette died, as cassettes often do, and I never dreamed that this really regional release would ever get attention in America, and yet now here we are. How much distribution did Our Garden Needs Its Flowers get outside of West Africa?
Ooh, I won't be able to tell you because there's so much corruption, piracy, and, you know, illegal copies made.
Mm.
And one point of correction, when we released that album, the cassettes were not out yet. We didn't know what was cassette. It was only the vinyl.
Yeah, so you're saying that I probably got a pirated copy, the one that I bought.
Exactly, exactly. So it was just the vinyl.
So now with the re-release of Our Garden Needs Its Flowers, it'll be out on CD and digital download. Are you looking at this as a kind of a second life for the album?
I would say a new life because it's not in the Ivory Coast, it's not in West Africa, but in the United States and hopefully around the rest of the world.
So what brought you to the United States and Nashville specifically? How long after you recorded this album?
I left the Ivory Coast in 1995. I came to the United States. I stayed in New York for a year, and I very soon realized that it wasn't that easy. I need more money than I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do you do today in Nashville, and is music still a part of your life?
Yeah, music is taking, you know, I would say 70% of my life, and I'm a nurse right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like at a clinic or a hospital?
Oh, yeah, in a nursing home, a hospital.
Okay. Jess Sabi is also in the States, in San Francisco. Do you stay in touch?
Yes.
And are you working on songs?
Yes. Whenever we have opportunity to meet, we try to bring in and, you know, work on those songs together.
So when you do your work at the nursing home there in Nashville, are people aware that you're a musician and you had this hit album in West Africa?
No, they don't.
you haven't decided to tell them?
I think I have to let them know now since I have something on hand, you know, because I didn't want to, you know, look a little bit weird. Oh, who is this guy talking about music and he has nothing to show us, you know?
Yeah, well, you just sit down in the common room at the nursing home and bust out your guitar and play a few songs. I think people would stand up and be really surprised.
Yeah, I'll do that now.
I know the reception is going to be great.
Yeah.
Peter One is one half of the duo Jessa B and Peter One. Their 1985 album, Our Garden Needs Its Flowers, is getting re-released on CD and for digital download by Awesome Tapes from Africa. Peter, it is an absolute delight to have you on The World. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Marco.
Can't think of a better way to kick off your Labor Day weekend than with a little C&W from Ivory Coast. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We're right back here with you on Monday. See you later.